What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Heed my warning, sent me a very interesting article that once again proves just how much society has royally screwed up in the fact that they've utterly allowed the social contract between men and women to be destroyed. Now, this article was published on the 22nd of February. Most young men are single. Most young women are not. Gentlemen, this title alone completely admits something that we talk about in this space damn near all the time. What is that? Women are never truly single. Oh, yeah. Now, for those of you who might not be in the know, Steve Harvey, the king of simps, actually wrote about this in his book, Women Need to Think Like a Man. And he talked about the four guys that women should have in order to try to piecemeal one perfect guy out of. Guy number one, Chad Tyrone, to blow her back out. Guy number two, the older financier, who's going to break her off, you know, some money for a little bit of, you know, paying bills or whatever. So yeah, the financier. Three, the orbiter, or as he put it, the ugly guy, who's around, who's willing to do everything to try to slide in there. Now, the fourth is somewhat of an option, but the rainbow guy. Oh, yeah. Far too many American women are trying to use that strategy to piecemeal the perfect guy, essentially like a male Frankenstein. But we know that that is utterly and totally failing. Now, let me get to this article. It's very lengthy, so of course, I'm going to chop it down to size. More than 60% of young men are single, nearly twice the rate of unattached young women, signaling a larger breakdown in the social, romantic, and sexual life of the American male. Now, let's go ahead and put the obvious truth out there. There are more women than there are men. However, this is a good thing. Why? Because, like I always say, gentlemen, these three famous words, incentives drive behavior. The younger American male has absolutely no reason to participate in this current society. And yeah, it's falling apart, which is why you're having more of these quote unquote concern articles coming out suggesting to these younger men, hey, we're going to try to guilt or shame you back into accepting an absolutely horrible social contract that benefits you in damn near no way. No. Has been the response from the younger American male. Men in their 20s are more likely than women in their 20s to be romantically uninvolved, sexually dormant, friendless, and lonely. Now, we all know what happened to that particular, you know, therapist, Greg Matos, who they mentioned later in this article. And yeah, he got absolutely roasted with the article that he put out. to the point he had to come back and make a video, and that got flame sprayed. They stand at the vanguard of an epidemic of, and gentlemen, here is where the ultimate concern truly lies. Declining marriage. All of those layers, and this is the ultimate point that they're trying to reach. These young men are not getting married. They're not signing up to be lambs led to the slaughter of family court, divorce court, and everything else that actually profits off of male disposability. Sexually and relationships that affects all of young America. Man, I tell you. Yep. Young men are not signing up for the meat grinder. So ultimately, society and women are most affected. Quote unquote. We're in a crisis of connection, said Niobe Wei, a psychology professor and founder of the Project for the Advancement of Our Common Humanity at New York University. Quote unquote, disconnection from ourselves and disconnection from each other, and it's getting worse. Yeah, and we know why. Who changed in this equation? Men or women? Men generally did not change. It was women who changed. Why? At the behest and the poking and prodding of society. Scholars say the new era of gender parity has reshaped relationship dynamics, empowering young women and in many cases, removing young men from the equation. Once again, the system, the environment, government, all dangled the carrot of empowerment in front of young women. And guess what? They took the bait. So yeah, now the chickens are coming home to roost. Quote unquote, women don't need men to be in long-term relationships. They don't need to be married. They'd rather go to brunch with friends than have a horrible date, said Greg Matos, a couple and family psychologist in Los Angeles, who recently penned a viral article called What's Behind the Rise of Lonely Single Men, which, like I said, he got utterly decimated for putting that article out. And on a quick side note, how is it that an article that had no racial, you know, inclinations was picked up by black women and tried to throw and use as a hammer towards black men? Wow. I found that utterly hilarious when you had so many black women coming out and saying, see, y'all young black men, y'all need us. Actually, no, men don't need women. Beyond a temporary sexual release, men do not need women, especially the modern woman, just like this article will eventually reveal. Not surprisingly, the decline in relationships marches astride with a decline in sex. Duh! Women, here's an ultimate trick bag that you put yourself in. Men can have sex and not give up a relationship or a commitment. Women cannot get a commitment or a relationship without giving up sex. See, that's something else that you guys really hate us men for. Which is something else that you're trying to accomplish, i.e. piecemealing your little Frankenstein. The share of sexually active Americans stand at a 30-year low, Well, they forgot the key component to that little phrase. American men stands at a 30-year low. Around 30% of young men reported in 2019 that they had no sex in the past year, compared to 20% of young women. Only half of single men are actively seeking relationships or even casual dates, according to Pew. That figure is declining. You know why? Once again, incentives drive behavior. Young men see no incentive or upside or even a good return on investment for the modern woman. Why do you think passport brothers are exploding? More and more men have said, you know what? What I seek is not here in the West. So yeah, I'm willing to actually pay the airfare to go elsewhere. Oh yes. See, American women enjoyed a closed dating market for far too damn long. Now it's a global market, and a lot of women are still stuck in their programming. And guess what? Men adapt. Even seasoned... Oh, wait a minute. Let me go back. Young men are, quote unquote, watching a lot of social media. They're watching a lot of skin flicks. Some men, I'm just going to add this in, some men are deciding to get a synthetic companion. Some men are just using pay for play. And I think they're getting a lot of their needs met without having to go out. And I think it's starting to be a habit. Oh, no, 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 no. You're not going to pull that one. Oh, no. Essentially, what this paragraph said is yes, a lot of men are getting what they desire without wasting their time dealing with the modern woman. Hey, ladies, you're the ones who priced yourself out of the market. Men, especially younger men, have seen you for what you truly are and said, you know what? No, I don't feel like getting stung by that scorpion. I'm just going to go down to another part of the river and swim across there. If the scorpion drowns, let it drown. But it's not getting on my back. Mm-hmm. Now, even seasoned researchers struggle to fully account for the relationship gap between young men and young women. If single young men outnumber single young women nearly 2 to 1, then who are they all dating? Some of them are dating each other. Young women are also dating and marrying slightly older men. But so many people have a problem with that. Oh my God, age gap dating. No, these men are just pervs. They just want younger women so they can dominate. Blah, 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 blah. No, that is nature. Men always desire younger, fertile women. And no amount of social engineering is going to change that. And if men can't get that hair, guess what? They're willing to go overseas to get a woman of legal age and try to settle down and marry said woman. Mm-hmm. Carrying on a tradition that stretches back more than a century. The average age of first marriage is around 30 for men and 28 for women, according to census figures, which is absolutely devastating. Heterosexual women are getting more choosy. Women, quote unquote, don't want to marry down to form a long-term relationship with a man with less education and earnings than herself, said Ronald Levant, professor of emeritus of psychology of the University of Akron and author of several books on masculinity. Now, I find that absolutely hilarious. Why? Because men have always been willing to marry down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A guy making $50,000 had no problems marrying a woman who was working the cash register at McDonald's. He had no problem with it. Once again, this goes back to another one of the quote unquote fantasies that a lot of women have in the form of, that's right, Christian Grey. Mm-hmm. The billionaire who picked a run-of-the-mill woman and ended up with her. We all know what that movie was. It was nothing more than BDSM disguised as a relationship for women. Mm-hmm. Today in America, women expect more from men, Levant wrote. And unfortunately, so many men don't have more to give. No, it's that men don't have more to give. It's that more men refuse to give. Why? Because they understand that the modern woman is always going to move the goalpost. So yeah, a lot of men have simply took their ball and went home. Hey, it is what it is. But I've always said this using my particular situation when it comes to foreign women. If you're gonna go foreign, stay foreign. I've been saying that even before the emergence of the Passport Brothers. And ironically, the Filipina P put out a video called Curse of the Hot Filipina, where she, in no shortage of words, said, listen, if you get a good looking foreign woman, stay in her country. That way she has competition anxiety and you're the exotic. Do not bring her back to the States, where you become the common denominator and she becomes the exotic. Hey, I personally learned that lesson the hard way. But hey, you know what? To live is to learn. But yeah, me and my longtime Navy buddy were having a conversation about this. And I told him, look, as long as I'm in America, I will only rent for 30 minutes to an hour. After we finally divorce, then I'm on the first thing smoking to the Philippines. It is what it is. More and more young men have seen the absolutely destroyed dating market over here in the West. So yeah, they're going to bide their time, and guess what? They're going to get on the first thing smoking out of here too. So yeah, we know the ultimate entities who are affected by young men simply tapping out of the market. Women and the system. And guess what? It's glorious to see the suffering that so many young women find themselves in. Oh, it's wonderful. And guess what? It's going to continue. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, particularly you younger women who are trying to piecemeal your little Frankenstein's monster to create your perfect man, the power will go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to keep, you know, putting up with your crap, that's definitely gone out right along with it. Because more and more men have finally seen you for what you truly are, and they've said, nope, I'm just going to go ahead and tap out. I'll sit it out and I'll wait till I get a better opportunity elsewhere. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.